Yani.
Your brothers and sisters.
我们今天一起要查考，我们一起要分享的、思考的、学习的经文是《哥林多前书》十一章。
Today's scripture is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们刚刚已经读过了。
We have read it already.
那我们在我们今天分享我分享之前，我们先有一点点的祷告吧。
Now let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you
因为你用你的话语来喂养我们，
because you feed us with your own words,
来教导我们。
teach us with your own words.
我们求你今天差派你的圣灵在我们当中，
Would you send your Holy Spirit upon us
来进一步的来教导我们，将你自己的话语解开，
to lead us into the truth
成为我们生命的粮。
so that we can abide in your truth?
也赐给我们一个顺服的心，
Would you give us a submissive heart?
让我们有了你的命令就遵守。
So we can keep your commands.
我们这样的祷告，感谢奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen。
Amen.
好，我们在哥林多前书里面哈，保罗在哥林多前书里面，他除了一上来他就要解决一个问题，这个问题就是哥林多教会分门结党的问题。
So we know that in the Corinthians, Paul was trying to deal with the most urgent problem in the church, which is divisions among the church.
在解决这个问题的时候呢，保罗给了哥林多教会一个属灵上的诊断。
Paul gave a very clear spiritual diagnosis of the church.
然后这个诊断呢，他就是指出哥林多教会的他们的属灵上所有的问题呢，就是根源就在于他们是属肉体的。
And according to the diagnosis, Paul pointed out the problems of Corinth Church is due to they were living according to their flesh.
然后属肉体的特征特征之一，他们在行为上呢，他们就是过于看重他们自己的旨意，看重自己的心意，过于神的旨意。
Living according to their flesh means they valued their own desires over the will of the God.
那么在动机上呢，他的特征呢，就是他们会有意无意的想要荣耀他们自己，高抬他们自己。
And in their motives, they exalted their own glory.
Yeah, 那我们平时在俗话里面，我们有时候我们也会说到说什么什么人争一口气佛争一炷香就是人就是一个为了自己的面子，为了自己的荣耀而活着。
In Chinese old saying, we often say,
Yeah, we fight for our own glories.
We fight out for our own glory.
Yeah. So, 那在哥林多教会呢，他们也有这样的一个情形。
So similar problems have been observed in the Corinthian church.
在哥林多教会的属肉体的表现上面他们有一个也表现在他们一个神学上的一个错误观念。
So all these problems are associated with their theological understanding.
Yeah, 这种神学上的错误观念是什么呢？就是一种被称为做过度实现的末世观这样一种观念。
So they had this wrong theological understanding, which is often referred as over-realized eschatology.
这种过度实现的末世观这种思想、这种认知呢，它的错误在于说，我们知道圣经里面有许多的应许。这些应许是神应许我们在未来要为我们成就的。
So what's wrong with this over-realized eschatology? Well, we know there are so many promises and blessings in the Bible.
而这种错误的认知呢，他们就认为说神在未来所谓的末世 eschatology 这个字才会赐下的恩典呢，在我们当下现今的世界里面，在我们就可以能够得到完全的体验和拥有。
So instead of so there are so many promises and blessings in the Bible, and this wrong theological understanding assume all the promises and the blessings will are fulfilled at this moment instead of some will be fulfilled in the future.
而且呢，并且获得了视觉化的显现，
Some
就
even
是你眼睛看得见的这种显现。
and can be visibly displayed in the present world.
他们这个错误呢，就是他把 未然的完全等同于完全等同于已然。
So they swap the concept. So some promises are not yet, but they swap it with already.
好，那这种错误观念其实在我们生活当中并不少见的。
And this wrong or false theological understanding is pretty common in our daily life.
我们知道说有一些极端的灵恩派哈，他们就在这个上面，他们也犯了同样的错误。
There are some extreme charismatic teaching.
有些时候我们自己也会感到困惑，也会被绊倒。
And so do ourselves.
举个例子来说哈，圣经里面耶稣应许我们一句话，应许给我们一个应许说，你们信得着的就必得着。
So in the Bible, Jesus promised if we believe it, if we pray, then we will have it.
好，那我们当中有没有人有什么疾病的？
Does anyone sitting here is bothered by illness or sickness?
你信不信上帝能够医治你？
Do you believe that our God can heal you?
你现在还有没有这个疾病？
But are you still in the sickness or illness?
为什么你还有这个疾病？为什么你还要有病还要去找医生看？
Why our God hasn't cured you and you are still seeking for doctor's advice?
你会不会因此就觉得说神的话语是不是可靠？
Would you doubt God's word?
那么有这种错误的观念呢？他们就认为说，你如果相信神能够医治你，无论是你瘫痪也好，是你长短腿也好，是你有什么疾病也好，如果你相信神能够医治你，那么神当下就会医治你。
So this wrong theological understanding, what it is trying to say is, if you really believe it, and God will cure you at this present age,
就说神的这个医治是当下你就可以视觉化的获得的。
they interpret God's healing will be visibly displaced at this present world.
如果你当下没有获得，那么就是因为你信心不够。
If you are not healed yet, then you are lack of faith.
所以这一种的错误哈，就他们否认了我们基督徒在现今的世界，现今的生活当中，我们仍然有许多的挣扎，有许多的软弱。
This wrong theology denies God's children living in the present world. We still have many struggles.
他们把今天这个世界的生，他们把在，他们把未来那个永世里面那个生活的秩序，完全的搬到了今天的这个世界里面来。
They were living in this present age according to the internal principles.
所以他们会在现今的这个世界里面带来了很多的混乱。
And this wrong theological understanding caused many problems.
我以前就认识过一个传道人，他就叫人家，他就鼓励人家说：“你有疾病哈，他说你不要去医院看，医院这个地方都是骗人的啊，他这个都是世界的东西，你好好的在神面前祷告，神，我们的神耶和华。”你的神是医治的神，这旧约里面的一个神的一个复名嘛，耶和华是我们的医治。
I know a preacher who told during his ministry he told people who were in sickness, do not go to hospitals. They are trying to get your money, but just trust God because our God is he can heal you.
结果这个软弱的姐妹带着一种负疚的心。偷偷的跑到医院去看病的时候呢，居然在这个医院里面看到了这个传道人自己也在看病。
So there was one sister who was weak, but so she went to the hospital feeling guilty because she didn't obey the pastor's teaching. But when she arrived at the hospital, she saw the pastor as well in the hospital.
哎，这是真实的事情哈，这个弟兄这个姐妹和这个传道人我都认识。
This is a true story, not a joke.
所以这个姐妹后来就整个的信心都垮掉了。
And because of this, that sister's face was destroyed.
所以这种过度实现的末世观，在我们的生活当中其实不少见的。
So this over-realized eschatology, is pretty common in nowadays.
那么在哥林多教会呢，也是很常见的。
And it was very common in the Corinthian church.
在我们已经读过的这个哥林多 前书的已经读过的这个章节里面，其实我们已经能够看到了这一种错误认知的所带来的影响。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 10, the passages we have covered so far, we can already see the influence of this bad, wrong theology.
比方说，我们记得我们在哥林多前书第四章里面的时候，保罗用一种略带讽刺的笔调批评哥林多教会的人说：“你们已经饱足了，已经丰富了，不用我们自己就做王了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, do you remember in the First Corinthians chapter 4, Paul was saying, asking the Corinthian church believers, "Are you already full? Are you already rich? You didn't need us."
”所以，那就说这是哥林多人的错误认知，他们认为说他们已经做王了。基督徒的确是要与基督一同作王掌权的。
So this is their wrong interpretation and understanding for God's promises. The Corinthian church believers, they thought they have already begun to reign.
但这不是这个世，这不是在这一个世界，这个是在永世里面，在禧年当中，在永世里面，这是未来的事情。
This promise has not been complete yet, but will be complete in the future.
啊，我们之前读过的第十章和在之前读过的第六章，两次出现了一句话说：“凡事我都可行。”哥林多人都就这么认为的，“凡事我都可行。
Also similar in chapter 6 and chapter 10, there are similar verses like anything is lawful.
”基督徒是有自由的。
Christians, we have freedom.
啊，基督，圣经。耶稣说的，你们认识真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
Jesus once said, if you really know the truth, truth will set you free.
这是真实的话。
And this is trustworthy.
所以哥林多人说，我凡事我都可行。
So that's why Corinthians believers they said anything is lawful.
他们就忽略了在这个世界里面，凡事我都可行这句话，其实是带有某种限制的。
They neglected there are some implicit restrictions associated with anything is lawful.
那我们都记得保罗跟他们讲说：“是的，凡事你都可行，但不都有益处。
And Paul completely, so if the whole sentence is anything is lawful, but not everything is beneficial.
凡事你都可行，但不都造就人。
Anything is lawful, but not everything is beneficial. And yeah.
”那么好，然后到了哥林多前书的第十一章呢，保罗要纠正他们在敬拜里面的两个错误的行为。
So moving to today's chapter, today's verses, chapter 11, Paul was trying to correct their misunderstanding in terms of worship.
那么这两种错误的行为呢，其实就根源于哥林多教会的有一些人，他们有这种错误的漠视观。
And the root cause of these two problems are associated with the wrong theology we shared just now.
好，那第一种错误的第一种的敬拜当中的问题呢，就是蒙头这件事情造成的，姐妹要不要蒙头这件事情。
The first problem is about whether sisters or women should cover her head during worship.
那这个事情呢，是有一点历史背景跟文化背景在后面的，我需要先解释一下。
Of course, let's set up the historical background for this verse.
在当时哈，罗马、希腊、罗马的这个和犹太的文化当中呢，女性在公共的场合蒙头呢，是被认为是一种贞洁的、尊贵的一种 proper 的行为。
So in that time's culture, in Greek, Rome, and Jewish tradition, it is a tradition for women, and it is also honorable for women to cover her head in public.
啊，那我想这种，而男性呢，进了室内就应该把帽子除掉。这种行为其实到现在依然存在的。
And for men, whenever into the inside of a building, they take off their head.
好，就你可以看到在，even 现在在美国，在一个比较正式的场合哈。人一进到一个大厅里面，就男人一进到大厅，他就会把帽子除掉，而女人就可以戴着帽子啊，戴着各种啊，这成了他们一种装饰。这种习俗其实就是从古代就流传下来，从希腊罗马那个时代流传下来的。
Even in our modern world, we often say people like whenever they go into a building, they will take off their head coverings.
而不蒙头呢，就成了一种比较不规矩、比较放荡、比较不名誉的这种打扮。
On the other hand, for women, if they remove their head coverings in public, it brought dishonor to her husband and to the family.
而哥林多教会里面呢，就有一些的妇女，她们就认为说，他们就认为说，我们不是信主了吗？我们不是在基督里了吗？我们在基督里是不分男女的。
And some believers, especially some women in Corinthian Church, they emphasized on the slogan that there is no male and female in Christ.
既然在基督里是不分男女的，那么所以在基督的教会里面聚会呢，就没有什么男性的打扮、女性的打扮这一说了。
Because there is no female and male in Christ, so we shouldn't emphasize that much on how we address and how should we put our head coverings on or not?
那么，无论他们是为了表现他们对属灵真理的一个把握呢，还是他们觉得不蒙的，他们就喜欢那样的打扮。无论是什么原因，他们来到教会里面，他们聚会的时候呢，他们就故意的不蒙头。
We don't know the real reason behind that, but the fact is they didn't they removed their head coverings during worship.
而这种行为呢，让他们的丈夫就感觉到受到了羞辱。
And such behavior brought dishonor to their husband.
甚至于会影响到他们对这个信仰的一个态度。
And even put their faith in danger.
他们就会认为说，教会在教导人做一些错的事情。
They will thought the church were teaching the people wrong message.
我们今天所生活的这个世界哈，我们也有这样的一个情形。你可以现在看现在的时装哈，男生的衣服，男装趋向于女性化，而女装趋向于男性化。
So this is this is also a problem in for today's society. For example, in terms of fashion, men's clothing are more inclined to the women's, and women's clothing are more designed like men's clothing.
这种就是。现在的文化，世俗的文化里面，它渐渐的要把神所创造的两性当中的不同给渐渐的给抹平。
So in this secular world, the society is trying to erase the boundary between men and women in terms of how they dress.
这种世俗的文化，其实对基督徒也是有影响的。
I mean, this secular ideology influences today's Christian a lot.
尤其是我们生活在一个我们成长的这个年代哈，有一句话叫“妇女能顶半边天
So there is another Chinese old saying like women are very capable.
says woman holds up half of the sky。
They can yeah.
就说妇女呢，能顶半边天。所以呢，现在有许许多多的这个情形，就是他不顾一切的说，有所谓的性别平等了，就是。
So that's why the modern society emphasizes a lot on the gender equality.
我今天不在这里讨论社会的问题，我只讨论教会里面应该怎么做。
I don't want to talk about how society should do. I just want to emphasize how should we address this problem as a church.
首先，我们来看，在基督里不分男女这个信念，这个认知是有圣经根据的。
So actually, there is biblical support for the statement that there is no female and male in Christ.
在加拉太书里面，他就讲到说，在基督里面并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女。
In Galatians, Paul says, there in Christ there is no, neither slave nor free, neither man or woman。
在福音书里面，哈，如果说大家记得的话，福音书里面有一次，有一群撒都该人用一个死了七个丈夫，然后死了七个丈夫的这个妇女的女人说，然后来质问耶稣说，如果有复活的话呢，那么在复活之后，这个女人是谁的丈夫呢？啊，这个女人是谁的妻？谁是这个女人的丈夫呢？大家记不记得有这么一番的交锋？
So in the gospel, there is a story about the teachers of the Lord. They asked a tough question to Jesus, like if there is a widow that she has been married to the brothers six times,
Seven brothers.
seven brothers, yeah. And the teachers asked, who should she belong to in the eternity?
Correct. It's not teachers of the law. It's the Sadducees. Sadducees. Sadducees were the priest class. They don't believe supernatural things. 然后耶稣给他们的回答是：你们错了，因为你们不晓得神的大能。
And what our Lord's answer? Jesus said, you are wrong because you do not know God's power.
因为在复活，人复活之后，人就像天使一样，不分男女了。
So once we so when we were when we are resurrected in the eternity, we are just like angels.
所以，当复活，耶稣的复活完全的实现在我们生命当中的时候呢，的确是没有男女的。
So when the promises on the resurrection is completely fulfilled in eternity, it's true that there is no male and female in Christ.
所以在基督里不分男女这个说法是有圣经根据的，
So this statement is true,
is biblical,
is biblical,
is biblical。但是在这个地方，你们在基督里，因为以为你们在基督里都成为一哈，这个 statement 是有条件的，在今天这个世界里面是达不到完全的程度的。
But there is a condition associated with this statement that we are all one in Christ, and we cannot read. Its full fulfillment at this present world.
好，我们在基督里，我们在基督里的一致，我们在教会里面，在今天这个世界上，我们在基督里的同为于一，都有程度的不同。我们在教会里面，男生跟女生永远是有分别的，在今天这个世界。
We are one in Christ, but in today's world, since this promises haven't reached this complete fulfillment, so we do have this difference, between male and female.
所以呢，这个不同在现今的这个世界里面，我们依然要去承认这个不同，并且去尊重这个不同的。
And because of this, we have to respect and admit the differences between men and women.
那么在这个的认知底下呢，保罗就开始了他的教导。
And with this background,
保罗就要求。就提出了三方面的原因来要求说，聚会当中姐妹应该蒙头。第一个是说，这是神创造的秩序。
Paul pointed out three things. The first point is because it is the order that God established for the world.
他说基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头。
Christ is the head of everyone, and man is the head of woman.
然后他说神是基督的头。这个当然，他不是说基督是被造的啊。
And God is the head of Christ, but it is not saying God, Christ was created.
这个我们刚刚上个礼拜结束的灵命进深会里面，我们的黄子佼牧师就跟我们特别讲到了基督论的时候，他其实就特别的这个讲到说，基督神是基督的头，代表的是基督的人性永远顺服基督的神性，是这个意思。
So in last Sunday's gathering, Pastor Huang emphasized that God was the head of the Christ. That means, in terms of the humanity, the human nature of Christ, it shows the Christ was created.
Yeah. 这个秩序是根源于神的创造。
This ordering originates in God's creation.
在我们刚刚读的圣经的第八节跟第12节里面，他都讲到说是男人先被造，是女人由男人而出的。
So in verse 8, man was created first, and the woman was created from man.
然后他说女人乃是为男人而造的。
And following that, a woman was created for man.
这是第一个原因，是神在创造当中已经放下去的这个秩序。
So the first point, this is the order that God established for the world.
虽然这个创造最终会被神的新的创造给取代，不过在取代之前，这个创造依然是我们生活的一个宇宙。
Even though this old creation will be replaced by the new creation, because we live in the present world, we have to wait until the new creation come.
那第二个缘故呢？他说，第二个理由是为天使的缘故，要在头上有福权柄的记号。
And the second point is about because of the angel, there is authority and sign on the head of the woman.
这个我需要解释一下，保罗为什么在这个时候突然把天使给扯了进来？
I have to explain this verse a little bit more.
就说我们如果说记得在诗篇的第八篇里面。保罗，不是保罗了，诗人大卫，然后他说我观看你指头所造的颠，并你所成事的日月星宿，就说人算什么？你竟顾念他。
So in Psalm 8, David wrote, "Why look at the heaven and the stars and the moon set up by your fingers? I was talking to myself, what are mere mortals that you thought of?"
然后他说世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
What mere mortals you keep thinking of them us and you crown us with glory, and you set us a little bit below the angels.
所以大卫在圣灵的启示底下，他已经看到了说人的创造虽然比天使。人创造的等次虽然比天使要微小一点，比低一点，但是最终神会在人的拯救这所有的工作完成之后，神会把人放在一个审判天使的地位上。
So through the Holy Spirit and God, David already said that though we are a little bit below the angels right now, but in the eternity, God will put us for as judges, even judge for the angels.
那人为什么会获得这样的一个地位呢？是因为人被拯救，是人通过顺服被获得了神的拯救。
And how did we obtain this status? Because we obtained it by the salvation.
Through the submission
Through the submission to God.
to God，而天使的堕落是因为他们不顺服。
And the falling of angel is due to their disobey and rebel against God.
因此，是人的顺服是人最终能够审判天使的一个根据。
So man's submission is the root that we can have this status that we can be judges for angels in eternity.
所以，保罗要强调，在教会里面，在基督里面，人一定要顺服。
So Paul emphasized here in the Corinthian, First Corinthian, Paul was trying to emphasize we have to submit to God, to the authority.
而他把妇女蒙头这件事情，就把它说成啊、嗯，他把它说成是人顺服的一个记号。
So, in an analogy, Paul treat whether a woman should cover or uncover her head coverings as a sign of submission.
而这个记号，神看到的，神能够看到。
And God knows this whether a woman chooses submission or not.
天使能够看到，
Angels can see.
其他的人也能够看到。
And even other human beings, they can see.
这个记号是戴在姐妹的头上，
This sign was on the head of woman.
但是它代表的，它能够看到的，代表的是所有的弟兄姐妹都能够看得到。
But it re represents a sign that can be seen by all the sisters and brothers.
都能够被提醒。
So we can all be reminded on this truth.
好，这个是为了天使的缘故。第三呢，保罗讲说，为了社会中，是因为社会中的良善风俗和教会的惯例。
And the third point is for the moral tradition.
Yeah. 然后他在13、14节那边啊，然后他说，你们自己醒察，女人祷告不蒙着头是合宜的吗？
You should examine them yourselves. Is it proper for woman to pray with her head without her head covering?
好，这个话如果我今天用我们今天常常说的话来说呢，就是你们自己醒察，女人祷告神不若不带着顺服的心是合宜的吗？
So let's put it in today's language. So we should ask ourselves, sisters, if we, without a fearing and a submissive heart, is it proper for us to pray?
然后他接着说：“但女人啊，你们本性不也只是你们？男人若有长发，就是他的羞辱；但女人有长发，乃是他的荣耀。
For a man, it is improper to wear long hairs, but for a woman, it is her glory to have long hair.
”因为这头发是给他做盖头的。
Because the long hair covers her head.
好，那然后他讲说：“若有人想要辩驳，神的教众教会也是没有这样的规矩的。”
If anyone want to dispute, there is no such teachings regarding this.
社会中的良善风俗和教会的惯例都要求女人蒙头，在那个时候。
Both society and the church's teaching, they require women to wear head coverings.
那你可不可以说，哥林多教会的人，或者我们今天可不可以说，哎，这是世界上的事情，我们已经离开世界了。
Can we say that because of Christ, because of the freedom Christ gave us, we can get rid of this social bonds or society bonds?
请大家不要忘记，保罗在罗马书里面也教导我们说，众人以为美的事情，你要尽量去做，你要留意去做。
But in the same, Paul also reminded us in the Romans, we should be very careful in do to do the honorable things in the eyes of all.
基督徒在地上的一个标记是顺服，而不是时髦。
One sign of a good Christian on earth during his earthly time is trying to manifest the submissive heart or submission to God.
Yeah, 而不是 trendy 啊，the character of Christian is being submissive to God, not being trendy。好，那我们今天怎么来看蒙头这件事情？
So how should we treat the head coverings today?
啊，这是一个比较有挑战性的问题。
This is a very challenging question.
那首先呢，我必须要再次承认说，在勇士里面，男女没有分别。
I have to say it again that in eternity there is no distinction between man and woman.
但是在今世里面，我们要守住神所创造的秩序。
But in the present world, we have to observe and keep the orders of God that God has established for the world.
我在给别人提供婚姻辅导的时候，或者当别人的夫妻有问题的时候，来从我们这边得一点帮助的时候。我和我的姊妹，我们都会强调说，妻子要顺服丈夫。
Whenever I try to give advice during marriage counseling, both me and my wife, we were trying to emphasize on one point, that is, wife has to learn how to be submissive.
我知道这种说法为现代的很多的社会科学所不接纳。
I know it's pretty contradictory to the society's teaching,
但是这是圣经里面的教导，
but this is from the Bible.
这个我相信也是许多许多许许多多的人生活当中的经历。
And I believe this is our daily lives. This is also based on our daily lives experience.
然后呢，蒙头这件事情是我刚刚讲过的，是一个记号，
Head covering is a sign.
就像保罗讲说，女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有福全柄的记号。
Women should have this sign for angels.
这个记号不但对妇女 不但对姐妹有帮助，对弟兄其实也是有帮助的。
This sign is not only beneficial to women, but also beneficial to brothers.
啊，我讲一个故事哈，这个是我很多年前的灵命竞争会上听到的，
I want to share a story
不是
with you.
刚刚这个，不是刚刚过去的这个，啊，就说是有一对夫妻，他们有一年他们在灵命竞争会上听到了一个信息，说要背十字架，要先放下自己啊，背十字架要放下自己，他听了很多这样的信息，然后他们都很感动。
There was one couple. They were attending the spiritual growth gathering, and they heard this message a lot on repeatedly, emphasizing on carrying the cross on a daily basis.
Yeah，然后那么当然，灵命竞争会结束，他们就回到他们自己的生活当中去。
And after the retreat, of course, they go back to their life.
然后这个弟兄呢就去上班，这个姐妹就在家里照顾他两个儿子。
And the brother went to the work as usual, and the wife stayed at home taking care of the kids.
然后有一天呢，这个弟兄呢下了班很累哈，然后他下了班回到家里。
So one day after work, the brother was pretty tired.
那这个弟兄是一个南京人啊，
That brother, he was born in Nanjing.
我不知道我们在座的有没有南京人，不过他既然这么讲，我相信是真的。他说南京人哈，早晨是肉包水，晚上是水包肉，啊，他的意思就是说南京人呢，早晨起来要喝茶，要喝很多茶啊，肉包水，把很多水喝进去，晚上呢，他们一定要泡澡啊，就是说他们觉得泡在热水里面。这个很，就说让人很放松，这个样子。他说这是南京人的养生之道。
So that brother, he was born in Nanjing, and it is a tradition for Nanjing people to take a cup of tea in the morning and then take a hot bath in the evening.
那一天他下班很累呢，他回来的路上他就想说，他一回家他就要泡个澡，这个样子。
And because that day he was very tired after work, so he wanted to have a hot bath immediately.
结果他回到家里呢，他没看到他的妻子，就只听到有一些的噪音从他们家的浴室里面传出来。
When he arrived home, he didn't see his wife. He only heard some noises from the bathroom.
就他跑去一看呢，就发现他们家两个孩子就在那个浴室里面在玩水啊，然后他太太也是手忙脚乱的在那边照顾他们。
And what he saw is like his two kids were playing water in the bathroom, and his wife was busy taking care of those two kids.
然后呢，他就感到很失望。
He was very, very disappointed.
然后呢，他就皱着眉头说：“你们在干什么？”这个。
Then he asked, "What are you doing?"
结果他太太呢，也其实也很 stress 了哈。他太太就马上回过来说：“你们眼睛看吗？这个样子。
His wife said, "Don't you have eyes?"
”然后呢，他呢就火气就更大了。然后他就跟他太太讲说：“他说他们要玩水，不可以到后院里面去玩吗？”
Then they began to the tension increases between the couple, and the husband said, "Can't they just go out and play the water outside?"
然后他太太就回答他说：“你要泡在水里面，你不可以到后院去吗
And his wife said to him, "Can't you just go out and if you want to do the best, then you can do the best outside?"
？”所以他就气的哈，他就把那个门是用他平生最大的力气把那个门啪的一下关掉哈，然后他就气吼吼的跑到楼下坐在客厅里面生气这样。
So what did he do? He slapped the door with his
然后
full strength.
他一面生气，一面就在想说：“这今天绝对不能轻易的就原谅他太太。
And he was talking to himself, "I would never let this go easily."
”然后呢，他一面生气，一面想说要几天不跟他说话才合适这个样子。
And he was thinking to himself, "How many days should us be in this cold war before we reconciled?"
哎，结果呢，他听到他太太渐渐的在那个洗浴室里面啊，把两个小孩哄出来啊，然后他又听到什么放水的声音啊，这个样子。
Then he heard his wife was trying to take off those two kids out of the bathroom, and his wife was trying to clean the bathroom.
然后呢，他心里想说，不行，不能就这么原谅他。
And he said to himself, "I cannot just go easily, cannot."
结果呢，他太太就一会儿呢，他太太就来了，就跑来轻声的就跟他讲说他说对不起，他说我刚刚实在是太忙了，他说现在水帮你放好了，你去泡好了。
And his wife approached him and said, "I was too busy. I'm very sorry about what happened before, and I already prepared the water for you."
Yeah, 然后呢，他就讲说，他说你先去泡一下哈，我待会儿这个晚饭好了，我会叫你这个样子。
You can go ahead and take the bath, and once the dinner is ready, I'll call you.
然后呢，他就板着脸就说，然后很不高兴的，然后就上去了，一句话没说。
And he said nothing and went upstairs, face downcast.
然后呢，他跑到浴室里去的，然后。脱掉衣服，他泡到水里面去之后，这个水一包上他的肉呢，他心情就好很多了，怎么样子？
But when he stepped into the hob and when the water covered him, he felt much better.
然后呢，他心里就想说，就是说，有时候哈，就说你爱自己的太太哈，需要有一个分寸，就是说有些时候不给他一点颜色看看哈，他真的不知道他是谁这个。
If you do not, as a husband, if you do not show some color to your wife, sometimes,
Yeah，然后呢，他一面躺在那里面，一面很觉得自己今天，就说做得很对，一面呢，他心里想说，今天好像算是自己赢了一把这个样子。
He was enjoying the bath and thinking to himself, I win the battle.
结果这个时候，神就提醒他了，说你真的赢了吗？你真的得胜了吗？
But at that very moment, God asked him, "Did you really win?"
然后他马上就想起了他前几天在黎明进食会上听到的信息，说先放下自己的才是得胜的。
At that very specific moment, all the messages he heard during the retreat and came to his mind that the first one to take to take a step back is the one who really win.
然后他马上就从浴缸里面跳起来，然后他心里想说：“今天又输了。”
He jumped out of the bathroom and thought to himself, "Oh, I lose again."
我举这个人的例子，就是要跟大家讲说，有些时候，我姐妹身上的顺服会带来弟兄身上的顺服。
The story that I shared with you was just a reminder about if a sister was trying to learn to be submissive to his husband as a first step, then it will brought out the submissive or loving heart from her husband.
蒙头这件事情是一个记号，戴在姐妹的头上。
Head covering is a sign I'm wearing on the woman's head.
但其实是为教会所有的弟兄和姐妹的。
But this sign is not only for the sisters only, but it is also for the whole church, both brothers and sisters.
弟兄和姐妹在教会里面，我们在教会里面是在神的眼中，我们是同样的尊贵。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are, in God's eyes, we are of equal value.
我们在侍奉当中，在我们的生活里面，在我们的彼此关系当中，我们不是竞争跟对立的关系。
So we are not in, a com competing and opposition relationship, when we relate to one another.
我们是彼此帮助和彼此建立的关系。
We are here to help one another, build one another up.
教会的聚会和敬拜，我们在现今的这个世界里面，我们依然必须要尊重神所创造的这个秩序。
So in this present world, we have to observe and keep the orders that God established for the creation.
而尊重神所创造的秩序，是我们顺服的一个表示。
And respecting such order is a manifestation that we are being submissive.
而顺服是敬拜的必要条件。
And being submissive is a very first requirement of for the true worship.
记号，一个蒙头这件事情，我们要不要去做？蒙头这件事情是一个外在的记号。
Whether we should cover our head or not, it is an external sign.
在我们的经验当中，哈，我听到过很多的见证，包括我们大家都熟悉的，刘志雄弟兄带领的这个几个教会，刘志雄弟兄亲口跟我讲说，告诉过我说，当他们教会的姐妹开始 practice 开始实施蒙头的时候，他们教会经历了许许多多的祝福。
So I believe brothers and sisters, we have heard so many such beautiful testimonies. For example, for me personally, once Pastor Liu told me in their church and in the church that he ministered, whenever the sisters started to learn how to be submissive to her husband, and they experienced so many blessings from the God.
所以，我们如果说以蒙头这件事情作为说一概，就是说，哎，这是以前的文化啊，这是过去的文化，过去的习俗，我们然后就一概就是轻易的就把它带过，可能是不智的。
If we dismiss this tradition lightly, like thinking this is just an outdated rule, then we will never have this such blessings from God.
当然，我们也需要避免。把蒙头这个动作的本身绝对化。
And we shouldn't absolutize the action or the behavior of whether we should a woman should cover or uncover her head.
顺服是一种心态。
Being submissive is all about a mindset, an attitude.
而这个顺服这种心态，比有顺服这个标志要更重要。
Having this submissive mindset is more important than the outward signs.
如果说你没有一个顺服的心态，你就是头上再蒙起来，那只会成为一个笑话。
Without a true submissive heart and attitude mindset, it will not benefit us whether how much we do externally.
如果我们有顺服的心态，那么蒙不蒙头这件事情就有一点类似于说，你结婚要不要一个婚礼。
So if we have on the other hand, if we have this submissive mindset, then we will benefit a lot from it. So it is like whether we should have a ceremony for our wedding or not.
你们的爱情是真实的。
Because the love between you and your husband or your wife is true.
如果你条件许可的话，
If conditions allow,
你结婚，你要不要一个婚礼？
would you have a ceremony for your wedding?
你需不需要有一个外面的记号？
Would you want external witnesses?
我把这个问题给大家，让大家来思考这个问题的时候，同时来思考。要不要蒙头这个事情？
So I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to ponder on this question and in the same time, ponder on whether a woman should cover or uncover her head.
好，对不起，我下面最后的5分10分钟，我要来讲第二部分的题目，就是在合一当中敬拜。
So let's move on to the second point, worship God in you as one unit.
这整个的第11章哈，保罗用2个词把它们分成了2段。
So Paul used two words to separate the passages for the chapter 11.
第一个呢是在第2节里面，保罗说：“我称赞你们。
So in the verse 2, Paul was praising the Corinthian church.
因为保罗相信说姐妹蒙头这件事情，在哥林多教会之所以受到了造成了搅扰，是因为有一些误解。”
Paul thought that whether a woman should cover or uncover her head in worship, there was some misunderstanding associated with that.
所以保罗把道理讲清楚之后呢，他们会愿意听。
So once Paul explained the rules and the orders clearly, then they can easily follow.
那么接下来他们在圣餐当中的混乱哈，那么就是有一些人是故意的，是有一些人带有恶意的。
But the second part is like the disorder during the Holy Communication or Lord's Supper. There's some intention no mistake or
所以保罗在17节他就讲说：“我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们。
So in verse 17, Paul said, I was not trying to commend you.
他的意思就是说我接下来要说的是不是称赞你们的？
I was not about to commend you.
所以和下面那一部分啊，保罗就指责他们心态上就有一些恶意在里面。
So Paul rebuked them of their misbehavior in the holy communication.
这个是因为他们的他们在敬拜的里面，他们在圣餐的这件事情上面，他们充满了混乱。
Because Paul rebuked them because they were full of disorder during the Lord's Supper.
因为在保罗那个时代教会的聚会的圣餐其实就跟我们的爱宴一样。
So at that time, the Lord's Supper was just like us. It's about brothers and sisters sitting together, having a meal together, having a loving feast.
这个他们掰开的饼它不是像我们一个象征性的一块这么matzah 这么掰开，他们是真的面包，这么一人撕一块吃这个样子。
At that time, they were really took the bread.
所以他们聚会的时候，他们聚会吃喝他们是真的聚，一边聚会，他们一起享用一顿这晚餐的。
So the Lord's Supper for that time was that they were really eating a meal together, sharing a meal together.
结果呢，哥林多教会有一些富有的信徒，他们就是各自带来了这个美酒佳肴来大吃大喝。
At that time, there were some wealthy people, wealthy believers in Corinthian churches. They brought their fine food and wine to church.
然后完全不顾那些比较贫苦的这个弟兄姐妹，他们可能没有食物。
They ate and get drunk and ignoring the need from the poor people, poor believers.
甚至于有一些必须要工作、必须繁忙到他们做完事来聚会的时候呢，他们饭都已经吃完了。
To a point that there were some poor believers. They were busy with life, busy with work. After they have done their work and life, when they got to the church, all those wealthy believers, they have finished eating the meal.
以至于出现了保罗所讲的那样，这个饥饿，那个醉酒的这种情形。
So Paul was saying, one got drunk and one was full and one.
所以保罗对此呢，他十分的气愤，他指责说：“你们这样的聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
And Paul was very angry about it. It was not beneficial for you to have such a gathering, but only harms you.
然后因为这些富有的信徒，他们的这些行为他们不但是羞辱了那些贫穷的信徒，而且他们还藐视了教会。
The behavior of those wealthy believers not only humiliate those poor believers, but also brought disgrace to the church.
那么保罗怎么来纠正他们的错误呢？保罗首先跟他们把他们就圣餐的意义、饼杯的意义，再次的跟他们讲了一下。
So Paul was trying to restate the meaning of the Lord's Supper.
圣餐的意义，其中有一个意义是要合一。
So what's the meaning? Well, one point is about being one in Christ.
我们本来是一个饼。
We belong to the same body.
然后我们都是这个饼上面里面的一部分。
We are all from this one bread, one body.
所以你的弟兄姐妹，他对你来说，他实在不是外人，他是你肢体上的一部分。
So, brothers and sisters around us, they are not, they are from the same body.
就是当他受到伤害的时候，你也受到伤害；当他受到羞辱的时候，你也受到羞辱。
Whenever they are humiliated or hurt, you are hurt and humiliated as well.
所以保罗还要提醒他们说，在饼杯的面前，我们想到了耶稣，我们想到了我们的救主为我们所牺牲的。
So Paul reminded the Corinthian church, whenever we took the cup and eat the bread, just do this in remembrance of the Lord.
他的身体为我们剥开，他的血为我们流出。
His body was crucified, and the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross.
他把生命都给了我们，我们有什么权利紧紧地抓住我们一些的 的财富在那边藐视他的教会。
All the sufferings our Lord endured was for us, and how can we took this lightly and despise his church?
啊，所以保罗就对他们提出了一个很严厉的警告。
So Paul gave them a very severe warning.
啊，然后他就说，如果我们不先分辨的话呢，我们就会受审。
So Paul said, if we do not discern the before eating and drink,
然后保罗就跟他们讲说，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。
So that's Paul asking them to wait for one another for the Lord's Supper.
免得你们聚会自己取罪。
At least you fall into the trap.
这里的彼此等待哈，其实有两个意思，一个意思就是等待。
So there's two meanings associated with waiting for one another. One is just wait.
啊，另外一个意思就是服侍。
The other meaning is interpretation is serve one
啊，
another,
也就是彼此帮助。
help one another.
这个是圣餐的意义，
That's a real meaning of holy communication.
这个也是教会里面肢体生活，同一个身体肢体生活所应该有的一个态度。
And this is what we ought to do in terms of church gathering.
好，那我们最后我们来做一个这个结语哈。哥林多前书的第11章所教导给我们的，不是一个过去的一个两。不是一个过这两条过时的一个教规，而是今天教会生活当中个人生命的两面宝贵的镜子。
So today's message is based on chapter 11. It was not about two outdated rules, but it gave us two precious mirrors.
让我们得以好好的来审视我们自己，
And through these two mirrors, we have this opportunity to examine ourselves
也帮助我们在神面前悔改。
and make changes.
我们先从敬拜的秩序来看，我们来教会来敬拜，我们内心有没有顺服？对，我们是不是愿意顺服神？
We should ask ourselves, whenever we go to the church, are we submissive to the Lord, to the God?
我们在听讲道之前，我们有没有一个立定一个心愿说，今天我听到的，无论是什么，我都愿意顺服。
Do we have this mindset that we have to be submissive and we have to surrender to God's will before we listening to any message?
我们每一次读圣经、打开圣经之前，我们有没有一个心智说，今天我读到神带领我看读到的什么，我都愿意顺服。
Do we have this mindset that whatever I read, I obtain from the Heavenly Father through the Bible reading, I have to surrender it to it?
还是我先看看这个东西，看看我们今天读到的或者我听到的，对我是不是有益？
Or alternatively, I'll just read it and see if it benefits me or not.
啊，这个是我们。如果说我们没有一个顺服的心态，我们没有办法敬拜神。
Without a submissive mindset, we cannot really surrender ourselves to God.
我们顺服的心态不但是顺服神随时给我们的带领，也要顺服神在创造当中把我们放在的那个秩序里面。
We are not only submit ourselves to the to God, but also to the orders that He established for the world.
第二，我们从圣餐来看，
Second, we examine today's passage from the Lord's Supper.
我们来到神的教会，我们来到主的脚前，我们是不是还带着我们在世界上所有的骄傲、我们的财富、我们的学识、我们的地位？
Whenever we come to the church, do we still hold on to those status from the world, outside the world?
我们是不是有意无意之间，我们在教会里面，我们还在制造教会里面的一些圈小圈子？
Have we either intentionally or unintentionally created some visible and invisible small circles within the church?
我承认哈，我们人生活在我们的这个世界里面，我们有不同的文化，我们有不同的习惯。哈，我们有些人喜欢吃辣的，有些人喜欢吃甜的。那么喜欢吃辣的人可能聚在一起吃喝的时间就比较多。这一些我们在这个世界里面所受到的限制，我都承认，我也都可以接受跟尊重。
It is true that we are all different. One may prefer spicy food, one may prefer sweet food. I respect the difference among dear brothers and sisters.
但是在心态上，我们愿不愿意敞开心胸去接纳一个弟兄或者接纳一个姐妹，不带有其他的原因，唯一的原因就是他是我在主里面的弟兄或者姐妹。
But in terms of the mindset, do we have this mindset that we can really accept a brother and a sister, disregarding her background, education, and political views, that we can accept and embrace her or him in Christ because only because he is God's children.
Yeah，唯一的理由是他是我的弟兄，在基督里的弟兄或者姐妹。
The only reason is that he or she is the my brother or sister in Christ.
啊，不是因为他聪明，不是因为他能干，不是因为他认识的人多，不是因为他对我有什么好处，或者呢，什么原因？唯一的原因是他是我在基督里的弟兄和姐妹。
Not because he is smart or he can help me or she is beautiful, but only due to she or he is my brother and sister in Christ.
我们在基督里是同为肢体的，
We are one body of the Christ of the well.
我们同属于一个身体，
We are from the one body.
所以我们要彼此爱护，彼此接纳。
So we have to learn, respect, and accept each other.
好，我们现在一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
将这一些的话语赏赐给我们。
Thank you for your words.
我们知道，我们许多的时候，我们够不上你所说的话和你的教导。
We know and we admit that we fall short of your glory.
但是，我们求你的圣灵在我们当中继续做工，
Would you send your Holy Spirit among us and work among us?
继续借着种种的事情，将我们磨成你儿子的形象。
Through trials, just mold us into the likeness of your beloved Son.
赐给我们一颗顺服的心。
Give us a submissive heart.
顺服在你的权柄底下，
Surrender to your will.
也顺服在你的工作底下。
Surrender to the work that you are doing inside us.
我们这样的祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
name，Amen。
Amen.